Good afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the December 11th, 2023 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee. The meeting is also being provided telephonically for additional access by the public. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this in-person and telephonic meeting.
Good afternoon. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any background noise or feedback, we please ask you to mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Myers, General Counsel of RI Housing. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view information on the actions being taken. If the teleconference is interrupted for any reason, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. Chairman Stephen Pryor will preside at this afternoon's meeting. Commissioners and staff, please state your name each and every time prior to speaking. And telephone participants, mute your lines if you are not speaking. With that, I will ask the chairman to call the meeting to order. Thanks.
Hello. I'm about to call this meeting to order at 3:05 p.m. And I'm going to start by asking Carol to conduct the roll call.
Certainly. Commissioner Pryor.
Here.
Commissioner Designee McCabe.
Present.
Commissioner Designee Cabral.
Yes.
Commissioner Designee Craven.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Fantastic. So thank you all for doing this meeting. There are not monumental action items for the agenda, but on the strategic plan item, we especially wanted to start a conversation, and we'll explain when we get to that item, and there are some routine business items as well. So thank you. And I'm going to introduce committee action number 1, which is the approval of minutes, and request a motion to approve.
I make a motion, Robert Freeman.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion or edits? All right, Corey, can you conduct the voice vote, please?
Certainly. All those in favor of approval of the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on April 10th, 2023, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Hearing none, the motion is approved. Thank you.
All right. Action 2, which is recommendation for approval of external charitable donations and contributions, which we do from time to time. And I'm going to ask James Comer to go ahead and present the item.
Thank you. We only have one item to approve today. It is 8 tickets for $80 each to the Rhode Island Mortgage Bankers Association annual dinner. We attend every year. It's a trade organization to which we belong, and it's a great opportunity for networking and to highlight the great work that we're doing on the single family side. And this year, very happy to report that Lisa Cabral from our home ownership group was named to the board of the organization. So it's for $640 in total for 8 folks to attend the Mortgage Bankers Association annual.
Any questions about that? All right. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. Robert Craven.
Thank you, Robert. Is there a second?
Second.
Corey, to you for the voice vote.
Certainly. All those in favor of recommending approval of external charitable donations and contributions as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved by unanimous vote. Thank you.
All right. Item 3, recommendation for approval of engagement of consultant for housing-related research, analysis, and reporting services. And for this, I'm introducing Amy Renone.
Thank you. This is Amy Renone. As the chairman mentioned, this is a request for action for the engagement of a consultant to complete several HUD required reports, specifically the citizen participation plan, the consolidated plan for the state of Rhode Island, the equity plan for the state of Rhode Island, narrative components of the consolidated annual performance and evaluation report, and the annual action plan. We went out to an RFP on November 1st. We received one proposal in response to that RFP from Mullen and Lonergan Associates. This is the firm that completed the last consolidated plan for the state of Rhode Island. The committee reviewed their proposal and felt like it was a good proposal for $154,500 to complete that work. The timeline is for the equity plan is going to be May of 2024 and then May of 2025 for the consolidated plan. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Amy, could you just lay out the rough time frame and process just as best you can? I'm sure there's a lot more that has to be discussed in terms of the panel days, et cetera, but approximate?
Yeah, so on the second page, we lay out a little bit of the time frame there. The Citizens Participation Plan is the part of it that basically tells HUD how we're going to receive public input on all of the documents. That has to be completed by the consultants by the end of January. The equity plan, this is a document that has been changed substantially and is actually currently in a proposed format from the federal government. We used to have to do an analysis of impediments to fair housing. The equity plan is a new requirement that if HUD reaches the final plan stage on before sometime in January, we will have to follow for this. That requires for the first time that the equity plan be done before the consolidated plan. Thus, a little bit of an accelerated time frame because we have to do the equity plan and submit it to HUD in May of 2024 before we begin work on the consolidated plan. Last time around, we ran those two things simultaneously when it was an analysis of impediments.
Do they have to sign off on the equity plan before we start the conflict? So we have to wait for them to evaluate it.
Right. So that's why we are, it's back-to-back versus historically we sort of did the fair housing stuff at the same time that we were doing the consolidated.
And a new sequencing from HUD?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the annual action plan is part of the first consolidated plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a standard reporting piece, and then and we'll be on the same schedule as the consolidated plan, and then the CAPR language is for a report that won't be submitted until later in the year, but they'll give it to us in May of 2025 with the con plan documents.
And Amy, this covers our home program.
Yes.
CDG, HOPWA.
Yes.
Program.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with leaf housing, though, or the COC.
No. These are HUD CPD programs. So home on our side, on the department side, the ESG and the CDBG.
And how have you traditionally interfaced with Mike Tondra or the department?
We've done it together. We've done it together. So we've the document has elements that have to be filled out by our home staff. There are elements that have to be filled out by the CDBG and ESG folks. And then a lot of the stuff that the consultants will be taking on are the data analysis, the housing needs, the public outreach and engagement. A lot more engagement required this time around under the equity plan process. So all of that stuff they'll be handling.
Got it.
In conjunction with us and with the folks in your office.
And will you have an ad hoc coordinating group or just a work group that includes Mike for starters?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yep.
I ask that when you do that, you involve Deb Flannery, the new deputy.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Epic.
Would be happy to.
Outstanding. Any other questions or comments from anybody? What you need from us is a vote on these actions regarding the consultant. So I will entertain a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded, Corey, to you.
Yes, all those in favor of recommending approval of the engagement of a consultant for housing-related research analysis and reporting services, namely Mullen and Lonergan Associates, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved by unanimous vote. Thanks.
Great. So we are now at item four, discussion of strategic plan. And in a way, this is the heart of the matter for today, and we are grateful to Carol. We want to familiarize this committee with the strategic plan. We'll be having this conversation also, Carol, with the full board.
Yes.
Right? But we wanted to just let this committee start to absorb what this represents, and I'm going to make a notation at some point as we go with my gratitude. So, Carol, to you.
Great. So I'll be providing the board with a status update on the strategic plan. You know, it's been very hectic here in working closely with the housing department and deploying millions in federal dollars, but I have to say the working groups that we formed for advancing the goals of the strategic plan have been really focused on, you know, analyzing strategies, analyzing initiatives that will help us move the dial on the five goals within the plan. You have a copy, a hard copy of the plan in front of you that's also posted on our website if other folks in your departments want to look at it. So let me start with reminding you of the process that we undertook. In 2021, we engaged with a number of internal and external stakeholders to take a look at where we go from here, where the agency goes, what the needs were within the community, state, met with various stakeholders, solicited their feedback, recommendations on strategies and goals for the agency moving forward. And it really helped to inform the strategic plan, and it helped us to put together the five goals that we brought to the board and that the board approved in 2022. Once we had board approval, we started to create the internal working groups to advance each of the goals. I think that the fact that we were able to immediately get to work and to continue to advance the goals speaks to the commitment of the working groups. We're confident that we're on track to advance the strategies that we'll discuss at the board meeting by 2027. I plan to go over the five strategic goals and the various programs that are coming out of the groups, and happy to present to you on Thursday.
And Carol, when you do that presentation, I'm not preempting or recommending, just really asking. Are you going to talk a little bit about the progress towards the goals, did you just say? That's what you just said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there are a number of strategies already developed, and you'll see that within the deck that will be uploaded with all the board materials on Friday. So there are recommendations under each of the goals that I'll go over with all of you.
When you say recommendations, as to activity?
Activity. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So here's what we're
programs,
doing. Here's what we recommend.
Strategies. Yes. Yeah. 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 And certainly soliciting feedback from all of you. If there are directions that you think we should be taking with respect to these goals, we're happy to hear that feedback from all of you. There's probably at least three or four recommendations under each of the goals, and they meet regularly, so they're prepared to pivot as needed when things arise.
Any observations, questions about the report itself, what Carol said, anything of the above? I have one.
Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
On page 13, I'm just noticing that under the glossary, affordable housing, starts with housing that costs 30% or less of a household's gross income, including rent or mortgage payments and utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a statutory definition that gets into the, you know, percentages of AMI. But it starts with the housing cost burden definition, in effect.
Mm-hmm.
No? So when we, on page 7, in describing goal one, it repeats in multiple goals. We say increase housing production for low and middle income Rhode Islanders, or maybe I should say, actually, let me say goal two, it's more relevant. Expand partnerships to increase the creation and preservation of affordable homes for Rhode Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking of that broader notion of affordability.
Yes.
And we're referring to the statutory definition when it fits the purpose?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Under goal two, you'll notice that we speak about NOAA
mm-hmm.
housing, which
yep.
is beyond the upper income
right.
scale. So that's, I believe, more broadly
mm-hmm.
targeted to a wider range of what we consider affordable.
Gotcha. Brenna.
Thank you, Chairman. I guess my question is there anything included in either the goal or the tactics listed underneath the goal that have been particularly challenging that you want more members to really think about providing some feedback?
I think timing has been challenging, right? Just to advance everything, timing has been challenging. I think what takes a good deal of time is focusing on innovation, accessibility, and other matters in our programs to be thoughtful and to think about how we can more broadly serve the people in Rhode Island. So I think that's probably one of the greatest challenges because it is so broad, right? You have to really focus on tactics that are going to helpfully impact the most people and that you actually have time to implement.
Thank you.
Anything else, anybody? Just one more mention, and this is itself a conversation. As our day-to-day professional leader, Carol Ventura has a contract. Her contract is up in a year. So the way the board was in dialogue with Carol about considering any look at Carol's performance was to incorporate the strategic plan. And what Carol and I have been talking about just on a very preliminary basis is setting forth some specific goals that relate to the executive director that would be supplementary to and relate to this plan. Obviously, these two things are very intertwined, but that is probably in the vicinity of best practice. This would feel like a routine thing to do, but we wanted to discuss it here. And what we will do is first describe the goals together, come to this committee, and then in the course of time, do the actual review of our progress together, and it is together.
Mm-hmm.
So
it would be great if we could do that in January for the board, right? Work on some goals that we think important for the agency, important for the people of the state, and allows me to really focus on how I need to move the agency in a manner that is approved by the board.
Just want to put that on the table while we're discussing the strategic plan in the ordinary rhythm. Any comments from committee members?
Can I have one with regard to the plan generally?
Please. Great.
Once the strategic plan is issued by the board, are the working groups going to continue to meet to check in on progress on the goals? Is that
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure what the plan in L years through 2027 was. So.
Yeah. And honestly, our environment changes so quickly. The goals that are, you know, applicable for a calendar year 23 may no longer be applicable in 26. Some other goal may be much more important, and that working group would come back together and sit down and think through what the programs need to look like, whether programs need to be modified or programs need to be created given the needs of Rhode Island. So definitely, yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
And we'll begin in, or you will begin in 26 to begin thinking about the next five-year plan. We'll see what we look like in 26.
Okay. Yes.
Lots of housing.
Yes.
Right.
Seriously. Anything else? Anybody? There's no, Corey, there's no actual action item here that is votable upon, correct?
Correct. It's just a discussion item for today.
Okay. Very good. Good discussion item.
Maybe spend a minute just on what next Thursday is going to look like, because it will be a hectic day.
Please.
The board is going to meet. The board will go into executive session, reconvene in open session. I don't believe there'd be any board actions that would be taken coming out of executive session, but I'm not sure. I'll defer to you on that, Corey. The board meeting will end. Then we will convene either the intergovernmental first, I believe intergovernmental first.
Audit committee.
Audit committee first, which is the treasurer's committee. And then we'll convene the intergovernmental committee that Amy heads up to make a presentation on legislative priorities. So that is the plan. A little bit of a busy day.
Action packed.
Well, but only four board actions,
yeah,
right, which helps.
Right.
Gives you
that's
time
right.
in
right.
executive session to be able to talk and discuss matters.
Good. Any questions about that? I think we're done. Anything we should do before we're done? There is no further business. I'd like to request adjourn.
Mr. Chair.
Seconded
Robert Craven.
By Brenna. Seconded by Rob.
All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved by unanimous vote.
The meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.